Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Jay Foreman, E. Strick, my man Austin Orman, and the man of the hour. Listen, I always say this, man. Well, first of all, we're old school. We are brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Listen, we got product here.
MVP Mike.
That's MVP, right, right. Most valuable player from the Himalaya. If you can see us, we got the flank steaks that we're going to fire up on the grill this weekend. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, fellas.
We got the beef jerky, teriyaki, bold and spicy, regular spicy, teriyaki, every single flavor under the sun. Go check them out. I hope you guys went and checked them out for the lunch special. MVP Mike told me, Austin and Strick, about his plans this weekend. This is why my man, you know what, we got to get it to the point that we can have him on maybe once or twice a month, because my man is definitely MVP.
I love that a lot.
And the best part about it, obviously we did the thanked him for the great gift from the Mercado, but immediately Austin, he told me what his plans are. And this is the thing. This is how I know MVP Mike is the real deal, because you look forward to grilling. You look forward to throwing that meat on, because you check the weather, you check the wind, you check any potential downpour. And my man said, I said, what you going to do this week? He said, I'm throwing me a couple racks on. And I know it's on and popping. MVP Mike, welcome to Old School. Thank you, my brother. Tell us, because listen, I always like to ask different guys that grill. And by no means do I think I need to be like a chef on TV. But tell us how you're going to do your ribs, because we talked about, Strick, whether you do charcoal versus gas grill, direct heat, non-direct heat. Hit us off, Mike.
Smoke or?
I don't got a smoker personally.
No mosquito.
But I would love to get one, to be honest. Yeah. So hint to my wife out there if she's listening.
Yeah, we got one day a year.
For Father's Day about 5 years ago, I went out and bought myself a gas propane and a coal charcoal grill. So I've been using the propane for so many years, and I've just been overcooking it sometimes and not cooking it enough. And then, so I decided that it's in the garage right now. I was going to go home, pull it out, clean it all up, and throw the charcoal in there.
Yeah.
And get the charcoal grill going.
Go ahead.
And then I was going to pull them ribs out, thaw them, and then get them all ready for the weekend.
How long does it take, because I would love to be a good rib guy, but how long does it take, like, one, on the marination, the preparation, the marination, and then, you know, do you wrap them in foil, or do you leave them just on the rack?
It all depends on your style.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what intensity of flavor you want to get, some people can brine their meat overnight.
Yeah.
Then they'll rub it.
Yeah.
And then they'll throw it on for a couple hours. Then they'll start to barbecue it.
Yeah.
And then layer it and then flip it and then do the same. Mm. And you just slow roast it for about 3-4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, depends on what you're trying to get.
And what
I wanted to fall off the bone.
That's what I'm talking
then
about.
Then you're going to have to put some TLC in it.
Yeah.
Then, like, for me.
I don't want to have to bite and.
I do mine. Fall off the bone. Like you said, I do mine overnight. I get a pot, a big pot, and get it if I'm doing a couple of racks of ribs. Obviously, cold water, ice. Put some onions in there. Squeeze lemons in there. Throw the lemons in there.
A little bit of salt.
Seasoned salt, garlic salt, or whatever. The thing about it, when you're doing it, you can just.
You can brine it with anything.
You can do brine it with anything.
I know people that brine it with beer.
So. Right. Oh. So it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
So then the next morning or whatever, say you're going to, you got to just plan out 4 hours. Just say 4 hours is your basic, what you're going to cook. Then you get up in the morning. I always dry mine, right? And I like the membrane on the back of mine because I feel like it holds the flavor in there. And then I put my, if I'm going to cook dry rub, then I got my dry rub in there.
Right.
And then whether you're smoking them or not, every hour, you take a spray bottle, hit them off just with plain water. But then if you want them more sweet, then, you do it for 2 hours, take them off, put some, I put like a cubes of butter, cut out some butter on there, whatever you want, or apple juice, put some brown sugar,
sprinkle some brown sugar on top.
And then you put them in there for about 45 minutes. Right,
and then it kind of
steams them up, strict, right? So that's where they're gonna fall off the bone. Mm-hmm. Take them out of the tin foil, put them on there for another hour, and then whether you want to put your barbecue so whatever you want on it,
with the sauce, or you want to put the sauce on after.
Right, it's just kind of what. And you know what? The thing is, I learned from watching my grandfather first, right? So he learned when he served. So they had to get in where they had to make chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? Then I really learned from my dad and uncles. And then you just take it and just do your own. One thing I learned, and MVP Mike told me, there's no right way and wrong way as long as it tastes good to you and it's done.
Right.
Because whether you down in Alabama, whether you like on East Coast,
every region different flavors. In the United States is different with their flavor taste.
So real quick to the connoisseurs, both y'all. Everybody talks about St. Louis. Everybody talks about Kansas City. There's different places. What are, outside of there, what other hotbeds are there for, like, the people that's what they do? Yeah.
Well, in Houston is known for it. Houston is more of a dry, smoke dry.
If you head more further.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
North, a lot of people like to use the sweat sauces.
Right.
Okay.
It all depends. And that also determines the climate of the area, too.
Because
up there, it's cold and dry. Down south, it's hot and
humid.
Right. So it just depends on where you're at. Then you got some, it all just kind of depends on what you grow up.
Yeah, where your taste is.
Right,
yeah, because I mean, they be dang near having fights about.
Who's and some people, when I was out in Charlotte, North Carolina. They like theirs different. Like, they like theirs, like, more dry. okay. and then want to dip it because they got the coleslaw. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus,
yeah, that's something about right, North, right. the coleslaw. That's yeah, why yeah. I
so they like the they
what's
like
it cookout.
They right, they like coleslaw. The they like the ribs and dip it in the. They like it with the vinegar. They like theirs a little bit more tangy, right, or like more of a bite. Whereas St. Louis. You're going to get the sauce, a little bit of spice. It might be sweet. Then down in Texas.
And then you'll get a little extra sauce.
Right. Yeah, a little extra. It's going to be just sauced up. And then Texas, they like to smoke. You know, they like to smoke theirs. Okay. And so it just kind of depends. And then it depends on what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good stuff.
But them steaks is going to be on popping, though.
Yeah, they're going to get some work. I'm just hoping that in this session of old school, they don't thaw out.
No, I don't want to thaw out until tomorrow.
No, they're going to be good.
They're going to be good.
I just pulled them out of the warehouse freezer like an hour ago.
You know what I'm mad about? Listen.
Right.
You came, the last time you came, I had put some in my bag.
Uh-huh.
And it was a weekend. You remember that? I was salty, wasn't I, Austin? Austin over there rolling. He about to fall out the chair. I put it in there, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
You
this
left
steak,
it.
I left it in the bag. And it was gone. It was no good. It was gone. I was mad because that thing was looking so. That was such a nice, full steak. I was upset.
Yeah, I'm a believer in the grass fed beef though.
Yeah,
I like it though.
I agree.
I pulled out one of them and thawed it out, and it thawed. I always look at it. You can always know good meat, and it's different. You know, obviously, no offense to the store bought, but good meat is that when it thaws out evenly, and then when you put it on the you know what I did it. What I did was I cooked it on the stovetop, then threw it in my cast iron to give it that last, and then, you know, threw the butter.
Flavor.
Yeah, you get the char flavor. It was on, man. It was like butter.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna probably cut that up and mix that into a
yeah,
scrambler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, straight. Yeah, man. Thank you, MVP Mike. We appreciate your support because we always say that in the afternoon we don't really get a lot of treats because our early shows get all this stuff. They get breakfast.
I hear it in the morning when I'm on my way to work.
Right. They just got people coming in left and right, but rightfully so on their way to work.
What about the other guys, man?
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, old school is brought to you.
We get the last ever. Oh, man. I need to vent, man. You right, Jay.
Right?
Man, we come back there, man.
Everything's gone.
The stuff has been dug in, picked in. I mean, we get the
they just
last
be dogging us. But MVP, but I'm gonna tell you this: MVP Mike comes through all the time. He's a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we're getting. Now I know that you've been keeping up with the Seahawks. It's mandatory minicamp. Good news coming out of there. You got a new coach now.
Yeah.
What's your feeling?
The one I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one. That's what I wanted to ask you. What's your feeling now since you know he's in there? Had a really good draft.
Right.
You got really good skill position. You got to expect Geno Smith's going to have a really good year.
Yeah, well, since they got someone to guard him now.
Right. So what's your feeling on Seattle? Because me and Austin talked about it. I think Seattle's going to be the sneaky team this year because they're up in the Pacific Northwest, and you know how it is, Trick. That's a long trip.
Yes, sir.
You get it's a home field advantage.
Could be some rain involved,
and they also get the advantage because when they get the travel, they always play the late game on Sundays, which is the late afternoon game, but they always leave on Friday, and they're more equipped to do it.
Right.
What is your feeling about Seattle?
I would love to see them win 12, 13 games.
Yeah.
Ooh, MVP Mike, hold on, pause. I need
Paul.
You can't talk about. I need to understand it on 12-13 games. Is that a bias? Is that bias? Or is that in your head and not your heart?
It might be because I've been a lifelong fan.
I appreciate that.
Honestly, they've done good with this offseason. They've drafted well. They've not had any injuries on the offseason.
Yeah.
All the players are showing up. You know, they're fighting for it. I think DK Metcalf's going to have a blowout year this year. And I think that he's just going to keep feeding him the ball. And as long as they got a good running back.
They got running back. So let me ask you this real quick before we go to break. Better defensive back, like tandem or quadrant, Legion of Boom or No Fly Zone? That's a big question up there.
It is. And... Girl, and following him wholly through the Legion of Boom, it's hard to top those guys.
Chancellor,
Sherman.
You couldn't do nothing.
Browner, and then
Cam.
Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Prime Earl Thomas.
Right.
And look, Browner doesn't get the credit because of the injury.
Yeah.
That he's just, he doesn't get the full credit that he should.
Yeah, he built like a linebacker playing safety. Right.
So I'm gonna have to stick with the Legion.
Yeah, because, and I'd say the Legion
for now,
and also because before they started to get the credit, they were putting in work 2 years prior because they jumped on the map. You remember when Richard Sherman went up to Tom Brady after they beat him and said, "You mad, bro?" That was a year before they really came on the map, and then obviously when they. The icing on the cake was when they beat Denver Broncos for a Super Bowl, and it was
beautiful.
It was a debauchery of that offense led by Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you, MVP Mike, for stopping in. We're old school. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to pick Strick's brain for one segment about what he saw last night between the Celtics and the Mavericks. Jay Foreman, Strick, MVP Mike, Austin, old school. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.